Coleman's composition, Ramblin', originally recorded in 1959 on an album called The Shape of Jazz to Come. Played there by Charles Lloyd and the Marvels from their latest album, Tone Poem, on Blue Note Records. Eric Harland on drums, Ruben Rogers on bass, Greg Lees on pedal steel guitar, Bill Frizzell on guitar, Charles Lloyd on tenor sax. Rockin' it. Welcome to Jazz in the New Millennium, where we showcase the artists who are keeping this great music alive and passing it forward in the 21st century. In the current season, we are focusing on great jazz guitarists. I'm your host, Rick Mitchell, and today we are featuring the music of guitarist Bill Frizzell. Bill Frizzell was born in Baltimore 70 years ago. He grew up in Denver, where he absorbed influences from pop, rock, blues, and country music on the radio and studied classical clarinet. His awakening to the possibilities of jazz came from hearing the guitarist Wes Montgomery. Frizzell graduated with a degree in music from the University of Northern Colorado and then attended the Berklee College of Music in Boston, where his teachers included the great guitarist Jim Hall. In the early 1980s, Frizzell was living in New York when he got a call to sub for Pat Metheny at a recording session with drummer Paul Motion. This led to a series of recordings for the German ECM label, including his first three albums as a leader. His approach leaned toward New York's so-called downtown avant-garde, but his playing was always melodic, even elegant, and in a groove of its own. In 1983, Frizzell joined a quintet led by Motion, featuring saxophonists Joe Lovano and Jim Pepper, and bassist Ed Schuller. From the 1983 album, The Story of Mary Am, released on the Italian Soul Note label, let's listen to the title track.
Thank you.
Just Like a Woman, written by Bob Dylan, of course, and reinterpreted by guitarist Bill Frisell from his album Have a Little Faith, released in 1993 on the Elektra Nonesuch label. Kermit Driscoll on bass, Joy Behrin on drums. Although he had released 7 previous albums as a leader, this one was his artistic breakthrough to a broader audience. In 1988, Frisell moved to Seattle, where he is an associate professor of jazz studies at the University of Washington. In 1989, he signed with Nonesuch Records, a relationship that lasted for 20 years and 21 albums. With producer Wayne Horvitz, Frisell began incorporating elements of folk, country, and Americana music into his sound, culminating in the 1997 album Nashville, which featured Frisell jamming with some of the best bluegrass musicians in town. But he always comes back to jazz. Let's listen to Frisell's composition, Blues Dream, recorded in 2001 with Dave Holland on bass and the great Elvin Jones on drums. Dig the guitar overdubs. I'm Rick Mitchell, and you are jamming with jazz in the new millennium. Thank you.
Thank you.
Course of Course, originally recorded in 1964 by Charles Lloyd with a band that included Hungarian guitarist Gabor Szabó. Reimagined by Charles Lloyd and the Marvels from their 2016 debut album, I Long to See You. Lloyd on flute, Bill Frisell on guitar, Greg Lees on pedal steel guitar, Ruben Rogers on bass, and Eric Harland on drums. In my opinion, this is one of the definitive bands of jazz in the new millennium, for its previously unimagined, very hip fusion of jazz and country music. Prior to that, from Frisell's 2014 album Guitar in the Space Age, we heard Frisell and Lees on a space age version of the Kinks' rock classic, Tired of Waiting for You. These guys have been playing together in various contexts for more than 20 years, and by now they sometimes sound like one musical mind, finishing each other's thoughts. Tony Scheer on bass, Kenny Wollison on drums. The album was produced by Lee Townsend, who has been Frisell's go-to guy in the studio for 20 years. In 2005, Frisell's album Unspeakable won a Grammy Award for Best Contemporary Jazz Album. He has been voted Best Jazz Guitarist by the Downbeat Critics Poll and Jazz Journalist Association on multiple occasions, but his following also extends to country and roots rock audiences. In 2016, Frisell and Lees played on Americana Queen Lucinda Williams' album, The Ghosts of Highway 20, and Williams returned the favor by guesting on the 2018 album, Vanished Gardens, by Charles Lloyd and the Marvels. But even as his profile has risen outside the jazz community, Frisell has continued to seek out projects at the adventurous jazz edge. From Andrew Cyril's album, Le Broba, released in 2018 on the ECM label, this is the title track. Cyril on drums, Frisell on guitar, Wadada Leo Smith on trumpet. The program is Jazz in the New Millennium. I'm Rick Mitchell. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
From the album Rainbow Sign by trumpeter Ron Miles, released on Blue Note in 2020, that was a composition called Custodian of the New. Brian Blade on drums, Thomas Morgan on bass, Jason Moran on piano, Bill Frizzell on guitar. Good band. I'm not sure how long they've known each other or how often they've played together, but both Miles and Frizzell share Denver roots. In 2020, Frizzell was seemingly everywhere. The online website AllMusic cites 15 recording credits for Frizzell in the last year alone, from John Zorn to Elvis Costello. As Frizzell said in an online interview with fellow guitarist Mark Rebo, all of us have a sound that's coming from our personal limitations. What makes a sound unique is the inability to do what we're trying to do. When Miles Davis was young and trying to play like Dizzy Gillespie, he said he couldn't play that high or that fast. If he could have played just like Dizzy Gillespie, then there wouldn't be any Miles Davis. From Bill Frizzell's 2020 album Valentine, here is a composition called Baba Drum by the legendary Malayan guitarist Boubacar Traore, who Frizzell met when both were living in Seattle in the early 2000s. Thomas Morgan on bass, Rudy Royston on drums. Frizzell plays two guitar lines, one based on Boubacar's original version, the other his impressionistic, improvisational response. Thank you. Jazz in the New Millennium is brought to you through the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System. The show is produced at the studios of KBOO-FM in Portland with engineer Matthew Clark. I'm Rick Mitchell. To contact me and for information on my book, Jazz in the New Millennium, please visit my website, www.rickmitchell.us. Thanks for listening, and please remember to say peace.